for the moment. Item four, very important, the urban design of the Wan Chai North and North Point Harbourfront area study. We've had a lot of dialogue with the planning department and with the consultants. We've participated in at least two or three working sessions with them. Patrick, I think you're going to update us on where we are and what you're going to be doing in terms of taking things forward. Yes. So, Patrick, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to briefly report the updated progress of the urban design study for the Wan Chai North and North Point Harbourfront areas. Last time we were here to report the stage one public engagement findings and the views and comments collected from the public. Based on the public's views and taking into account members' comments, we have recently formulated the preliminary harbourfront enhancement proposals covering waterfront activities, program and attractions, pedestrian connectivity and circulation, landscape proposals, etc. in the five character precincts. The preliminary harbourfront enhancement proposals have been presented to members in the working group meeting held about 3 weeks ago on the 2nd of November. We understand that members are very concerned about the design flexibility, shared use of the waterfront area among different users, continuous cycle track, pedestrian connectivity, F&B facilities, etc. We are now refining the proposals, taking into consideration members' comments. We shall present the refined proposal to members in the next working group meeting, which is expected to be held in December this year. I would also like to report here that the design ideas competition has recently been launched in accordance with the requirements under the study brief. The objective is to engage tertiary education students and young professionals in the study. A briefing section has been held on the 6th of November this year with the attendance of 23 potential participants. The deadline for submission is set on the 11th of January 2016. Details about the competition are available in the study webpage. On the work program and way forward for the urban design study, we are now refining the harbourfront enhancement proposals, taking into account both members' views as well as the government department's comments. We have kick-started doing some preparation work for the Stage 2 PE. We are working on a target to launch the Stage 2 PE early next year. That's all for my report. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Can I make a couple of comments? The working sessions we have with you, of course, have no formal status, so we need to be a little careful that you do report in full at these meetings and the outcomes are reported in detail. I know you've done a written report which does deal with things in detail, but I think probably for purpose of record and also just to be very clear, in future you may need to expand a little on what you've said today. I think it was very clear what you said. But a lot has happened, I think, and we need to make sure that we do record it at the task force level in the future. So that's just one point.
Okay.
Second point is on the competition, and perhaps you may not know the answer or you may not necessarily be able to explain, but when I look at the scope of the competition geography, the area that's covered by the competition, it doesn't include the typhoon shelter. It stops on the eastern, on the western edge of the yacht club, and doesn't go through to cover the typhoon shelter and the rest of the waterfront. Was there any specific reason for that?
It's because we would like to focus the area into two precincts, because in the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter, you know. The site constraint is very severe. The land available at the promenade for enhancement is very limited. So we want to limit students' effort in the PSI precinct and the new waterfront water recreation precincts.
Yeah, my only concern is, you know, we talk and we look for holistic solutions. You know, we want to move away from the jigsaw approach, if I may call it that, where we just look at pieces. And I would have thought it's probably too late now, but I would have thought it would have been advantageous to include the whole of the waterfront in the competition. It's a bit arbitrary where you've drawn the line. And I think the Typhoon Shelter could have been included, but that's just a view from me, if you like. Because I think we'll get proposals which are, if you like, jigsaw in nature and not holistic in nature, and that type concerns me.
Okay.
Thank you. Paul, you had your hand up.
I just want to make sure that the study team is going to have meetings with people that know everything about water sports and marine users, so that there is going to be a kind of like a technical meeting with people that know what they're talking about. And I'm not sure that you have had that benefit of that input. So the Water Sports Association, the Sailing Federation, the Yacht Club, the Tugboat Boat Association. I mean, just get everybody in a room that knows everything about marine users, because, you know, wave attenuation, landing steps, what can you do on the land so that it can work when marine users are there. There's all very technical requirements that I think you need some help with, and I can hope you can have a commitment to do so. And that I just want to make sure that what we saw at the last working group meeting, that these kind of like plans are not yet going out, that the next stage of going public with any visuals that we have, that will be after a next meeting.
Thank you for the comment. We will be arranging a meeting with the water-related organizations, including the Water Sports Association. If you want the list, and I can provide the list in the next working group meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Certainly, obviously, we need to involve them in the dialogue, and you need to involve them as well. Thank you very much. Any other comments, please? Yeah.
I'd like to second what Paul has said on technical aspects. I felt in the meeting that we had that especially the shore land water interface on the technical side, in terms of landing steps and wave attenuation, was not given any consideration, and I think we can draw on expertise from various bodies on this. The second thing is also, I'm a bit wary of presenting to the public possibilities that will be possibly perceived as given, such as access through the yacht club to the North Shore and to the breakwater, which technically, on practical grounds or safety grounds, may not be possible. So I urge the consultant to study carefully what possibilities are available there before presenting something to the public in the next round, which later on may not be possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Two good points, I think.
Thank you for the comment. I know members' concern on the technical issue. The access to the breakwater, the landing steps, I shall certainly bring back the comments to my study team members, and we'll see how we can take on board members' comments. We shall report the refined proposal in the next working group meeting.
I mean, in the yacht club, clearly you have a whole group of experts, if you like, who could help. So, I mean, engage with groups like the yacht club. They have direct hands-on experience, water experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
We will have meeting with York Cup again to seek their comment.
Thank you.
In the PE activities.
Thank you. And then the second point, I think, is a very valid point, and we raised this at the last meeting. We have a drawing here which shows the public having access through the yacht club onto the waterfront. That's a matter for discussion and negotiation. Obviously, I'd be careful, as has been suggested, how you portray that. At best, it should be a dotted line, I think. And maybe you don't. Maybe at this stage, until you've had that negotiation or discussion, you're probably safer not showing it, because you raise expectations, and if you can't deliver, we all look rather silly.
We know the comment, and we will seriously consider the comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, please.
I have one additional general point. I see that that in general, what has been proposed by various water sports bodies, such as the Sailing Federation and the Water Sports Council, the proposal of an event center for water sports in the ex-cargo handling basin has come very short, to say the least, and I strongly urge the consultants also to take up discussion again with those sports bodies and look into similar types of event centers in other major world cities, which have benefited greatly to the broad community. And I strongly recommend that that be looked at. I feel more can be benefited from such a center than from a floating swimming pool when we have possibilities to go swimming in many other places in Hong Kong.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You take that away as well, if you would. Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments, members? No? All right. Thank you. We make good progress, and we look forward to working with you at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.